It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Monday the 10th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. When it comes to returning the sense of hearing to people who are deaf or hard of hearing, technology is far from perfect. Hearing aids can feed back, and there are other problems. But this week, there's been a leap forward in one particular area, cochlear implants. A new processing computer chip for these implants has been developed at MIT's Microsystems Technology Laboratory and the Massachusetts Eye and Ear Infirmary. Dr. Konstantina Stankovic is a surgeon who worked on the project. Doctor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
A cochlear implant. Can you describe to me what that is?
Cochlear implant is a device that electrically stimulates what's left of the auditory nerve, so it bypasses all cells that are missing or non-functional. And the current cochlear implant has an external component and an internal component.
The new technology that you're working on makes it so there is not an external component, and it can transmit information and stuff like that wirelessly. Is that right?
That's the idea. It relies on a sensor, and the sensor actually picks up vibrations of the smallest bones in the body, which are located in the middle ear, and the chip processes this and converts it into a train of electric pulses that can then stimulate the inner ear.
What is the breakthrough here?
The most exciting part is that the whole system is very highly reconfigurable, and all of that is done in a very power-efficient way so that the actual chip is really tiny.
What else about this technology is compelling to you?
One of the main potential appeals is the fact that it may improve sound localization ability.
And what you're talking about here is for me to be able to hear actually where a sound is coming from more accurately.
Yes. Because the external ear and the ear canal, which is where you may sometimes feel itching and are tempted to use a Q-tip, although we would say never, ever put a Q-tip in your ear canal. But these parts of the ear actually provide very important directional cues that then gets to the middle ear and the little bones that vibrate.
Does this new device promise better hearing?
At this point, it's primarily the benefit of having sound localization cues that are lost when you have a microphone on the outside of the ear. But this is the first step to demonstrate feasibility. And of course, we are excited about the next step, which would be to even enhance performance.
Dr. Konstantina Stankovic is a surgeon and a researcher at Mass Eye and Ear. She's also an assistant professor at Harvard Medical School. Dr. Stankovic, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Of all the industries being disrupted by technology, the music business might be undergoing the most change. But one thing that has not changed dramatically is music education. Yet, Marketplace's David Weinberg traveled to New Orleans to bring us the story of a new tool that connects students with American master musicians.
Shannon Powell is one of the best drummers in New Orleans. He played on a platinum record with Harry Connick Jr. and studied under Danny Barker.
But this is where it all started, right here on St. Philip Street. I roamed around this whole neighborhood.
Powell grew up in the Treme neighborhood, where he learned to play the drums by studying the musicians who passed by his front door every weekend during the second line parades, and by watching the women in church play the tambourine.
All of the rhythms that I was listening to when I was a kid, it all simulated to the street beats of New Orleans, you know, because it's all part of what you call habanera, African rhythm and Spanish melodies.
Powell teaches music occasionally at the University of New Orleans. That's where he met a student named Darren Hoffman.
He showed me how to play the tambourine.
When the lesson began, Powell said, if you want to learn to play the tambourine, watch my feet.
The reason why I tell him to watch my feet is because when I play the tambourine up with my hands, I'm doing some rhythm with my feet. You know what I'm saying?
Hoffman realized that much of what he learned in his lessons with Powell came from watching him.
It's not just in how he sounds, it's in his style and his personality.
Before studying music, Hoffman had studied film, and he got the idea for a new tool to connect musicians like Powell with music students so they could learn from masters the same way Powell had as a kid. So he brought Powell into a recording studio and surrounded him with video cameras. The result is this.
It all lies up, it
the 2D Music Player app. When you pull up the program on a PC or a phone or tablet, the screen displays five different frames, each one focused on a different instrument, all of them being played by Powell. It allows the user to choose which instrument they can see and hear. So if you want to isolate the vocals,
said I got a call from Tokyo, little Liza Jane,
or the tambourine, or mute the drums so you can play along.
Uptown, downtown, all around, back town.
Darren and his business partner, Kristen McIntyre, are working with music education programs to get 2D into schools.
So we have 400 high schools who are using this right now, and a number of universities, including courses at Berklee College of Music.
The app itself is free, but the songs have to be purchased individually, a percentage of which goes back to the musicians who recorded them. Hoffman and McIntyre plan to expand the offerings of 2D to different genres of music and eventually create a subscription model to generate revenue. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.
Don't forget, you can always connect with us on your phone or your computer. We're at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.